said, yeah, I'll tell him. And said, well, the money's in the law, and the money's been here for 3 days, and you tell him if he don't make a good deed for that property, that you're picking this check up. Now, don't you think I won't tell it? So I went back and I told her what she was about to say. Well, they come with a good deed. But he was elected mayor. That's where he got me. It had paved this street up here. I lived on this street up on the hill. And I bought, sold my house. I got a chance to make a little loan and pay Will back. And I sold it and then go over here and bought this little house. And I had 77 feet of payment. Well, I pay a third and the city pays a third and the other man on the other side pays a third. You know how that goes. Well, I paid on that on mine a time or two. And old man Pierman come in, they run a for sale on me. But first time he's elected. Now, a man lived right here, Doc Britton run a drugstore. Hugh Dickey run a poultry house down here. And Ed Davis run a garage. And they're all my friends. And they was on the board with him. He just had three. And the first Monday night, he brought my property up for sale. And they said, no, we don't do that. We'll tell you what we'll do. If you got to have the money, we'll start a day and go to Z with you on. He didn't want it that way. He said, no. Well, the 2 years run out. And nobody didn't run against him, and he's re-elected mayor. And he got, I'm going to call her name now. You're going to have that on that day. S.A. Munger and Doc Sides is on two with living now. It was on the boat. And Walker Lowry and Doc Sizer was added that year, the second year that he was mayor. And it brought up the first Monday night. Now they both told me that, and they run a sale on, for sale on. Well, Mr. Pillman run the deer rags, and he's giving me 50 cents. We're getting 35 cents for a haircut. We were down in town. And he laid down 50 cents every Friday. He got his hair trimmed every Friday, and a good friend of mine. He said, Walt, said, I'm going to ask you something. I got Sweetwater paper last night and said, there's a house for sale for a concrete bill on that street, and said, it's right about where you live. And I just told him so. Mm-hmm. He said, well, I'm crying. He went down there to City Hall, little Fred Carter now, this man you told me. He's just going to work there. And he told him, he said, I want to see the books on this concrete business there. And he said, I can't show them to you. He said, yeah, that's not right. He said, I'm a taxpayer. He said, them are my books. He said, I've got the right to see them anytime I want to. He said, you want to show them to me, you want me to get a lawyer. And he just laid them out. Well, what he wanted, see what these big fellas, I'm not calling them more of their name.
No, that's all right.
He went there and they hadn't paid nothing. And I paid all mine. And he just proceeded to cuss him out.
Mm-hmm.
And said, why would you want to jump on the fella?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And of course, he didn't have an answer to that.
Yeah.
And so they sold the house. They put it up and sold it. And sold it to another one of his members of the Sunday school class, to Charlie. His son, his daughter's run this pressing club down there in town now. Sold that house to, say, I had $1,150 in it. And he sold it to him for $650.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did you mention some of the kind of things I'm interested in? You mentioned the word a dairy. What does a dairy mean to you?
It just means milk. They milk these cows. They have a whole rack of cows. My son-in-law here's got one now.
Well, which is the dairy, the company or the farm?
The farmers want to run the dairy.
Right. And the other thing, another word you mentioned, you said poke paper. Is that the brown paper?
Yeah.
The brown paper from